The Tiger Bay Club of Tampa held their meeting this afternoon. The speakers included four county commissioners who were asked questions by members and explained what they were currently working on with the commission. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports. The commissioners, in their opening statements, agreed that the budget was an important issue. Commissioner Kevin Beckner has some projects in addition to that which he felt important.
Beyond that, some of the major issues that we're looking at, really I see essential to our economy here, are bringing higher paying jobs, as well as focusing on affordable workforce living, and then, of course, transportation.
Commissioner Mark Sharp agreed with Beckner's priorities put on transportation, as well as including other important aspects of the community.
And we're not here on the school board, but I still believe one of the most essential elements is K-12. We've got to have a strong school system. And what part of what we've even done with expanding impact fees, which was a very emotional and heated debate, but I supported raising impact fees because I felt that we had to do more to make sure we had enough space in our classrooms for our kids. I also look at transportation. Transportation is going to be, I think, one of the most important questions that we deal with locally and statewide, and because it involves infrastructure.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita had an interest in working on a different community problem, but felt that the budget took top priority.
Some of the initiatives I am following through with is an anti-bullying ordinance. We have done great. We have many partners in the city. We have an advisory board that is very cross-section, from the police department to the sheriff's department to juvenile justice to neighborhood activists and leaders. And those type of issues, that, an energy group that talks about sustainability, and many other initiatives. But ultimately, right now, we should concentrate on the budget.
Al Higginbotham answered a member's question about mistakes made while serving as a commissioner. Many of the commissioners felt that mistakes were made in honest ways in thinking that they were doing the right thing. Commissioner Higginbotham remembers a specific instance.
You know, early on there was a vote on a helicopter pad, and, I thought, golly, should I have voted the way I voted on that? At the moment when I looked at it, I said, it's the right thing to do. Looking back and then reading the transcripts, I wonder. So you're really torn, and I see it, but that's a weighty question.
Another question presented was concerning the Friendship Trail Bridge. Al Higginbotham did not support sustaining the bridge due to his concerns for the economic costs of a bridge that would only be able to serve for 10 years due to future construction of the Gandy Bridge. However, Rose Ferlita supports the bridge and hopes that through a more diverse business practice, there can be funding for the project.
I am a South Tampa person, and I recognize the fact that there's much enthusiasm in South Tampa. In the event that this happened, we always have a plan B. I think Frank Miller and the rest of that group is going to try to look for other funding. And again, in today's times, this is going to be business not as usual. We have to look at private-public partnerships to do things.
Kevin Beckner also supported the trail bridge and saw a correlation between the creativity needed to fund this project as well as other future projects.
So I think that's really important, because in this day, things are evolving and things aren't as business as usual. We've got to look for, to be thinking outside of the box of the different ways that we can partner with the private entities. And that's one thing that we're also exploring with the issue of transportation as well. So I think that's going to be key when we're talking this issue of the bridge, to see if we can find those partners that we can partner with, because our trails, our bridges, everything is so important to the infrastructure in this community, and we're just going to have to start thinking outside the box.
One club member asked the commissioners about a specific decision made by Commissioner Kevin White, who was not present to speak on the topic. The question was based on what the member called a lucrative security bid, which was given to a firm not recommended by the staff. Mark Sharp was one of the two commissioners who voted against overturning a recommendation made by the staff. He said that he felt comfortable with what had been recommended.
And for the reason, simple reason being that my personal office process is that we set a very high bar for when we go against staff recommendation. And because it can lend itself to, and I'm not going to comment on Commissioner White or how he came to his decision, but it can lend itself to people interpreting why or why not you did something.
Rose Ferlita was the second dissenting vote and felt that the passing of the decision was a knee-jerk reaction, and that she thought that it should be sent back and looked at again with a new broad-spectrum interpretation.
I think that we each have to take care of our own consciences. And the same gentleman that was referred to in that whole process has been a very great contributor to my campaigns, all of them. But, you know, that's one of those things you have to keep in mind every time you cast a vote. It doesn't matter who supports you, who doesn't, who gave you a lot of money, who gave you a little money. You can't look at that, or you're not going to be effective.
Kevin Bechner voted in favor and said that while he respects his staff's decision, he chose to overturn the recommendation and that he does his own homework and makes his decision from there.
On this particular issue that you're talking about, I actually supported overturning staff recommendations. The contract was a little bit less, but more importantly to me, it also, they scored higher points for being a minority business, for a minority business credit, and that was important to me, so that influenced my decision.
More information about Tiger Bay can be found at tigerbayclub.com. For WMNF in Tampa, this is Lindsay Cradlewell.